nonsense. Let's learn after you finish learning the Megillah. So today, by us, is Thursday. Thursday, we learn Tefillah. So today, we're going to learn, we probably once did this before, but let's do it again. We're going to learn the Nusach of Asher Heini, which is what we recite when the Megillah is over. When the Megillah is over, after we make the Baruch, Baruch Atah Hashem, Lekinim Lecholom, Horovesh, Rivenu, V'Adon Estineinu, V'Hanoikem Esnekmoseinu, V'Hameshalim, Gmulchoivin, Avshinu, V'Haniflonu, Mitzreinu, Baruch Atah Hashem, Hanifrol, Liamo, Yisrael, Mikol Tzarehem, Hokel Moshiach. Okay, we once spent a lot of time on that bracha. I remember vaguely learning about that bracha. There are five different parts of that bracha. Okay, that's not, we did that in the past, but now tonight we're going to do Asher the Piyut, this beautiful Piyut that you recite when you finish the Megillah. Most shuls only say it at night, and they do not say it by day. Now, the reason why they do not say it by day, it says, I think in the Mishnah Berura, is because since you have already recited Piyut in the middle of Shemoyne Esrei, the Krivates, so you yoytze reciting Piyut, there's a minute to recite Piyut. So once you have already recited Piyut in the middle of the Shemoyne Esrei, during Chazara Sashatz, the Krivates, so it's not necessary to say more Piyut and recite the Asher Heini. L'mai Nafkamina, many shuls, probably the majority of the shuls in our community, do not recite the Krivates. Okay, Mayor, by you in Poznan, do they recite the Krivates in the middle of Chazar Sashatz? Do you remember? Mayor, you there? You gone? You're out to lunch? What happened to you? You're on mute.
I don't remember.
If they would have done, you would have remembered.
If they do, I don't pay attention. I think they do, maybe.
Before you went to Poznan, where did you daven before Poznan? Poznan's relatively new. It's only
by Rabbi Tversky. They didn't say it.
You went to Rabbi Tversky. All the years you went to Rabbi Tversky, and you left him, you abandoned him for Poznan?
Yeah.
Why did you abandon Tversky for Poznan? He's a nice guy.
They kicked out from Ari.
Tversky kicked her out?
Yeah, the Rebbetzin kicked her out.
Why? I don't believe it.
She was too distracted.
So they kicked her out, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And number two, Posner was much closer.
Well, he's how much closer? Wait. You're Tversky's on Avenue K. Oh, that's why. He's on Avenue K. You have to walk two big blocks. Oh, and Poznan's mamash right out around the corner from you. That's why. Oh, okay. I understand now. Okay. I got it. All right. So in any event, what do they do in Tversky? By Rabbi Tversky, do they say Piyut, the Krivates?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. So if you don't, so that's the thing. If you don't say the Krivates, then you're supposed to say Asher Heini. It goes totally zebezeh. If you say the Krivates, then you don't have to say Asher Heini. If you don't say the Krivates, then the Mishnah Berurah says, and you should say the Asher Heini, because you should say Piyut on Purim. And today many shuls don't say the Krivates. I don't know why. It's such a nice thing to do, but they don't say
you
the Krivates.
Did you look at the Aruch HaShulchan?
No, I did not.
You're
no.
Forgetting that the Chofetz Chaim was a Lutvak. When he was a Lutvak.
I don't know. You're right. I have to do more research on this. They say this. What I'm saying over here is a very popular thing they say in the Velt. And they say in the Velt is that many shuls don't say Asher Heini. That's the minute. The minute you say that, now you don't say it by day. And many people forgot the reason why you don't say it by day. And the reason why you don't say it is because by day we used to say the Krivates. And for some reason we become very lazy in this generation. We don't say the Krivates. If you don't say the Krivates, so then you have to say Asher Heini by day as well. That's what they say. You want to go know chapter and verse? I got to go work on it. It'll take me forever to go figure out, to tell you all the sources for this. But that's what they say in the Velt. Okay, so let's read the Asher Heini. Asher Heini Atzas Goyim. What does it mean, Asher Heini? Heini means to annul. Okay, Heini means like a husband. He's Mayfair. Mayfair. He annuls the vows of his wife. Asher Heini, you have annulled. You have annulled, balked. Okay, I don't even know what that word means. In the English translation of article, it says you have balked. I'm embarrassed to tell you, I don't know what that word means. Balked? Not in my limited vocabulary, this word. Let me go to the dictionary right now.
And how do you spell it?
B.
How do you spell it?
B A L K E D. B A L K E D. Balked.
It rejected. It's rejected.
Okay. Okay, it means over here.
When in baseball, you throw a ball, right?
You know, I know. So I discovered an amazing trick. This is great. I know this already for a couple of years. This trick. This is an amazing, amazing trick. Okay, you know, you have these very hard words in English. Okay, I used to try to learn a lot of words. I used to learn, you know, these fancy words. You read Rav Soloveitchik, Rav Yashar Ber Soloveitchik, his stuff. He has all these really exotic words. And I go open the dictionary, I get the translation, the definition. And usually the definition is so convoluted, the words of the definition don't help me very much, because they're really like, they have a whole paragraph telling you what these words are. Then I discovered an amazing thing. You go to Google, and you go to Translate, Google Translate, and you type in the English word, and it gives you a Hebrew translation. And the Hebrew translation usually hits the nail on the head, sometimes better than the actual English word. So over here, for example, I typed in my Google Translate. It says the word bolt. So in English, it says thwart, foil, frustrate. Okay, there's a whole bunch of other words which obstruct, hamper. These are good words. Hamper, obstruct, thwart, frustrate, baffle. And then it gives you examples. Then it says, but what is the definition of bolt in Hebrew? It's lisorev, to refuse. Seruv. Seruv is to refuse. Or it says, he has other, you know, in the other thing, it's a little, he has over here, losim michshol, to put a stumbling block, obstruct, lisorev, lisakel, ke lisorev lehiskadem. Sometimes it's amazing that the Hebrew, see, the Google app that I have is primarily used to translate from Hebrew to English. But also, whenever you type in an English word, besides giving you the Hebrew translation, it also gives you the English translation. And I find the Hebrew, a difficult English word, when you translate it into Hebrew, many times, as a memory aid, even though my Hebrew is also pathetic, it just somehow hits the nail on the head. And here, for example, it means seruf, lists of to refuse. Asher heini atzas goyim. The goyim had a plan. The plan of the goyim was to destroy the Jewish people. The ribonai shel olam, he thwarted, he frustrated, he obstructed. He put things in the way to prevent them from carrying out, from implementing, bringing to fruition their evil plan. Asher heini atzas goyim. Vayofer machshavos arumim. Vayofer means to annul. That was the word. Hafara is to annul the thoughts of the arumim. What does that mean? The clever. The word arum is the hanochash hoya arum mikol chayas hasod. The nochash was cunning. Cunning. Arum. Arum is a cleverness. But a cleverness that has a negative connotation, a cleverness, a cunning nature which is evil. So the first line over here is Asher heini atzas goyim, Hashem heini obstructed the plan of the nations. Vayofer, he annulled the machshavos, the thoughts of the arumim, of the cunning evil people. When did Hashem do this? Bekum oleinu adam rasha. When an evil man rose up, who's that, of course, referring to Haman? Netzer zodoin mizera Amalek. What is the word netzer? Netzer means a branch of evil, who is from the seed of Amalek. Go'o v'osho, he was arrogant in his wealth. V'choro loy bar, he dug his own grave. He dug his own grave. And his greatness, look at this thing, Yokesha. Yokesha sounds like, you know what? Ugiduloso, his greatness was, Yokesha means, what is this? Is a trap. A lochet is a trap, and Yokesha also means a snare. So one is really the verb form, and one is the noun. And his greatness his arrogance is what did himself in. He thought of himself so highly, and he thought of himself to be such a great person that, you know, it was one Jew here, Mordechai HaYehudi, B'Shushan Abira, let me eliminate him, and then I'll be happy. And that arrogance of thinking that he can eliminate one more Jew is what brought about his own demise. Next, Dima V'Nafsha Lulkoid, he imagined, Dima, it's a good word, it was just a hallucination. He imagined in his neshama, that Lulkoid, that he would trap the Jewish people, but you know what happened to him? The Nilkad, he ended up being trapped. Bikesh Lahashmit, he wanted to destroy, the Nishmat, and he was destroyed Mehera. It's very poetic. Okay? The piyutim are beautiful. They have incredible koyach of the people who wrote these piyutim have incredible koyach. Also, if you notice carefully the piyut, at least one thing to notice is that it's written in the order of the letters of the Aleph Beis. The first time was Asher. The second was Bikum. The third is Ga, Dima. We're up to Hey. Up to Hey. Now, Haman, Hodiah, Evas, Avais of Haman made it known the Evas, the enmity of his forefathers. Ava is a very hard word to translate. Okay, they always translate it with this word enmity. But what does that really mean? It means there is a hidden sinna is where the hatred is in the open. Ava is where the hatred is hidden beneath. You know, you can go see a non-Jew and you say to them, good morning. And they smile and you say, good morning, how are you, what's doing? But you know, you don't really realize that deep down inside, they hate us. And the only reason why they're nice to us is because it's just not practical, or they're lazy. They're lazy. The reason why they don't kill us, it's not because they don't want to kill us, they're just lazy. So Haman, he made it known the Ava of his ancestors, the Oirer Sinas Achim Labonim. He aroused the hatred of the Achim Labonim. Who are the Achim? Who are the Achim? Okay, this needs interpretation. Okay, the brotherly hatred of the brothers. So here in the art scroll, it says that the Achim refers to Esav, because Esav is the brother of Yaakov. Yaakov and Esav were brothers. So he aroused that hatred of the brothers, which refers really over here, it's a code word for Esav, to the children, to us. He did not remember that Shaul, only reason why Esav is alive, only reason why Haman is alive, is because Shaul had Rachmanis on Agag. Agag is the Zayde of Haman. You know the story, is that Shaul was commanded to wipe out every single Amaleki. And for some reason, he captured Agag, and he did not kill him. He waited, he delayed. He delayed one night. He put him in prison. Now, I know this sounds bizarre, but that night that he was in prison, Agag fathered a child. Where did he get a woman to do this? I don't know. I don't know how this happened, but that's what it says in Chazal. Shaul was commanded to murder, to execute Agag, sight on sight. Then they'll make him Haman. I don't know. Listen, what he says to be a Jewish girl? Chvesnish. He was commanded.
Because we say Haman was Jewish.
It was Jewish because he was an Ev Kanani, not because his mother was Jewish.
No, he was also Jewish.
Doesn't say
his
that
he was. His father was Amalek, but his mother was Jewish.
Who says his mother was Jewish? What do you say? Where does it say that? It doesn't say it anywhere.
Because when Shaul was killing Amalek and he left Agag alive, who was there? The only Jewish women who says?
I don't know. Listen, it doesn't say this anywhere. But the Chazal say that that night he fathered a child.
Right, from a Jewish girl.
And that child is the Zayde of Haman HaRasha, somewhere down the other way. So therefore, Haman should have Rachmanis on the Jewish people. The only reason why Haman exists, has all this money and pleasure in this world, it's only because a Jew saved his life. A Jew, isn't there a story with Hitler, Yimach Shemo V'Zichro, when Hitler was a baby, an infant, he almost died, and a Jewish woman saved his life? There's a story. May you Google it. There's a story.
No.
No such thing?
Hitler's mother was sick, and a Jewish doctor saved her.
No, there's something else. There's something more. Yeah? All right. There's something about that. It's very bizarre. Very bizarre. And he did not remember. He wanted Lahashmid Lahargam is Kol Hayudim. Excuse me. The only reason why you even exist is because of a Jew. In his mercy, Alagag Noilad Oyev, only because of the mercy of Shaul was he born. Zamam Rosh Lahachwit Sadik. Zam means he planned. Zamam means an elaborate scheme. He conspired. The evil man Lahachwit to cut down the Tzadik. Vinilka Tomei, and to capture the Vinilka Tomei bide Tohar. But what was the end? It was just the Vinhapachu. This individual, Haman HaRasha, who is called in this pasuk the word Tomei, he was captured bide in the hands of the Tohar of Mordechai. Chesed Gover al Shigas of, kindness prevailed over the mistake of the father. Now, what does that mean? Kindness overcame the father's error, and the wicked one piled sin on sins. What does that mean? Chesed Gavar al Shigas of, and the Rasha Hoisef Chet al Chato of. I don't know what that means. I don't know. What does it mean? The kindness prevailed over the mistake of the father. I think it must be going back to the same thing. Shaul had Rachmanis upon Agag, did not kill him. And instead of having Rachmanis to the Jewish people, no good deed goes unpunished. Chesed Gover al Shigas, it was a mistake with our ancestor. Who's our ancestor? I'm assuming it refers to Shaul. He's the Av, and he made a mistake by not killing Agag because he had Rachmanis, and you would expect that at least the product of that Rachmanis should result in mercy for us. No. The wicked child that was born by the delay of not killing Agag, he only added wickedness to more wickedness. Okay, next. Taman Belibo Machshavos Arumov. He buried in his heart evil thoughts of Arumov. Of, what does this mean? Arumov means cunning, evil plans. There's a cunning thoughts, cunning. Arumov, like Lashon of V'hanochosh hayo Arum mikol chayis asodeh. Vayismaker la soisru of Vayismaker. What does it mean, Vayismaker? Vayismaker. And it means, it's a hard word. Vayismaker means the way they translate this in the art scroll, Vayismaker, he devoted. I don't know how they get that translation. Vayismaker. Vayismaker means to sell. Usually means to sell. Mechira. Vayismaker, he devoted himself la soisru to do evil. He sold himself to do evil. He sold himself. I don't know. This, you know, this is full of depth. And if we really knew what it means, it would be, it's obvious. But I think a lot of the interpretation is lost, or certainly I don't know it. Yodoi shalach b'kdoi shekel. He stretched out his hand to the holy ones of the Jewish people. Kasbay nosan lachwitz zichrom. He gave money. He paid 10,000 talents of silver to kill the Jewish people. When Mordechai saw that the anger has gone forth and the laws of Haman have been issued in Shushan, lavar sak, he put on sackcloth, the koshar mispeit, he tied upon himself mourning, the gozar tzom, he decreed a 3-day fast, vayeshev al ho'efer, mize yamoid licha per shkoga, v'lim kol chatas avoyin avoysav, who is the one that will forgive the mistake and gain forgiveness for the sin of their fathers. So what is he referring to? What sins are we referring to over here? I'm not sure. It doesn't really explain over here. Who would arise to atone for error and gain forgiveness for our ancestors' sins? Neitz parach milulov. So the answer is, you know who's going to come and survive and get forgiveness? Esther Hamalka. Esther is the one that's going to rise up and gain atonement for the Jewish people. A neitz is a flower. Parach, it blossomed from the milulav, from the the branch, the tree, the lulav, the lulav branch, the palm tree. Hain, behold, Hadassah. Esther is Hadassah. Amda, she rose up. Le'oirer, to awaken the Yishenim, the sleepy. Sarisecha hifhilu l'Haman. Her servants hastened Haman, that he should be brought. Okay, she made a party. Now, by the way, notice over here it says, Vayafhil Havia Saman. This is a very typical thing. You know, in the government, in the United States of America, there are many different members of the police force. You know, there are the Shomrim in Flatbush. There are the New York City the Police Department, NYPD. There are state police. And there's the FBI, the federal agents. And then there are people that are armed, the IRS. There are people who work for the IRS that have weapons, have power. They're not part of the FBI. They're not part of the state police. They're not part of the city. The IRS also has their own police personnel. I am certain the CIA also has their own members of that have power to put people in jail and arrest them and do whatever they want. So my question is, when it says in the Megillah that Vayafhilu l'chaviyas Haman, they hurried to bring Haman, read the Megillah, and estimate a party, come the next day, then Achashverosh told Haman, go take Mordechai and parade him in the street and say, Mi'u ish shemel chavitz bikaray. And then when he finished, they came to bring Haman to the palace for the Su'udah. Question, who are the armed forces that arrive to bring Haman? It doesn't say this anywhere in the Megillah. It doesn't seem to say this anywhere in the Gemara or any Maimon Chazal. You have a period here that says a davar nifla, a wondrous thing. It says the people that went to get Haman and to dress him and to schlep him to the party were Esther's personal police force. The queen has a whole staff, a massive staff. As a staff. And the queen can ask her staff to do whatever she wants. How does it work in the United States government? Okay, the first lady, she's protected by the Secret Service. Can she go over to the Secret Service and tell them, I want you to go get me a certain person? Does she have an independent selection of people that works specifically for her? I don't know. But here it says in the Piyut a piece of information that it doesn't say in the Megillah, and it doesn't say anywhere in Chazal, and it's opening up. This is what a lot of the people they do. They tell you things that you never know about. Is that Esther, when it says, Vayafhilu l'chaviyas Haman el ha-mishteh, who was the one that brought her? It was not Achashverosh's men. It was not general people from the palace. It was her specific officers that worked for her. She wanted to make sure Haman showed up. So she sent her personal servants to go make sure to get him and bring him to the palace. Sorry, Sarah. That's amazing. Because it doesn't say that in the Megillah. Hefilu l'Haman, l'hashkoyso yayin chamas tanim, in order to give him to drink from the wine of the chamas, the poison of the serpents. Amad b'yoshroi, he stood in his wealth, v'nafal b'rishoi, and he fell. It's very poetic. He was Amad b'yoshroi, but v'nafal b'rishoi. He stood, he lived a life in wealth, but he died in wickedness. Osle eitz, v'nisalav, he made the eitz, so Mordechai, he was hung on the tree. P.M. Apostle called Yoshua Sevel Kippur Haman Nebach Lepurenu. Everyone in the world said, look at that. All the inhabitants of the world, they opened up their mouth and they said, look, the poor of Haman, the lottery of Haman Nebach, it turned around Lepurenu to our lottery. For us, what he wanted to win, he lost, we won. Tzadik Nechalatz Miad Rasha, the Tzadik was Nechalatz means escaped, Chalitza. We escaped from the Rasha. Oyev Nitan Tachas Nafsha, the enemy was delivered, Tachas underneath the neshama of Mordechai. Kimo Aleim La'asos Purim, the Jews accept to make Purim. And this is a very important line over here. I'll tell you in a second. And to rejoice every year. You saw the prayer of Mordechai v'Esther. Haman u'banav al ho'etz talisa. Shoshanas Yaakov. Okay, by the way, Shoshanas Yaakov is part of the Piyut. It's part of the Piyut. How do you know it's part of the Piyut? Because the last letter is the last two letters, Everything here is going according to the letters of the Aleph base. When we say Shoshanas Yaakov, we're starting with letter Shin. And then we say Tishu Asam, it's letter Tav. These are the last two letters of the Aleph base. Where are the other letters? Asher Haini. Asher Haini, Shoshanas Yaakov is just the end of, is the end of Asher Haini. And the proof is, look at the letters, the Shin. Shoshanas Yaakov, Tzal V'Samecha. The rose of Yaakov is joyous. B'raisim, when they saw Yaakov, and they all saw it together. Okay? Lech kenois es kol ha'yudim de techilis Mordechai, Teshua Samo Yisrael Netzach. Their salvation was forever. V'sikvasim, their hope b'chol darador. Lo'odia, to make it known, shekol koivecha, lo yivosh. All those that yearn for Yashem will not be embarrassed. V'lo yikol mulu netzach, kol ha'chisimach. They'll not be put to shame forever. All those that put their, they take refuge in you. Oror Haman, Asher bikesh li abdi, who sought to destroy me. Okay, Haman wanted to kill every single Jew. Me, this is very interesting. I always told you, I have a neighbor, he passed away about many years ago. He said that people in America think, no, that the war, the Holocaust, was in Europe. Poland, Chves, Hungary. No. The war, everyone, every American Jew is a survivor. Because Hitler, he wanted to come to America and kill every Jew in America also. Everyone is a survivor. Bigesh la'abdi, to destroy me. Every single person. Baruch Mordechai Yehudi, Arur Zeresh, Eshes, the wife of the Mafchidi. It's very interesting how we describe Haman here. We describe him over here, we describe Haman in English, I like this translation. Mafchidi means pachad, the terrorizer. Haman is called the terrorizer. Baruch Esther Ba'adi, blessed is Esther, be Esther, Ba'adi, there's missing a word here, who basically sacrificed herself on my behalf. Esther did a favor for every single Jew. V'gam charvoyna zochur la'toiv. Isn't that funny? The last thing you say on the Megillah is charvoyna. All right. That's it, Rabbi Yisai. Thank you for coming and listening. Have a wonderful night. So, Mir Tashem, the next time we're going to learn is going to be next Monday, Mir Tashem. Next Monday after Purim.
Monday,
it's right. Monday night, we have Shir Monday. Monday is Shushan Purim. We have regular Shir Monday. Shushan Purim.
Okay,
thank you for coming, Rabbi Yisai. I'll see you tomorrow. You coming tomorrow, man?
I'll talk to you tomorrow.
You coming tomorrow to Shir? Good night, everyone. Good night. Good night, Ms. Glatter.
Thank you.
My pleasure. Thank you for coming. Thank you for coming.
Yeah,
where are you now? Where are you now? Are you home now?
We're in Muncie.
You're in Muncie. Will you leave for Purim? Yeah.